Welcome to the John Lothian News Daily Update podcast for June 14th, 2024. I am your host, John Lothian. This podcast is brought to you by John Lothian News, the home of MarketsWiki and MarketsWiki Education. Thank you for joining us. Here are the hits and takes comments from today's JLN. I leave tomorrow to travel to London for FIA's IDX, and I'm very excited to go overseas again on my first trip since the COVID pandemic, other than to Bermuda last fall. My trip to London will include a lunch at the National Liberal Club, a reciprocal club of the Union League Club of Chicago. I'm also attending a cricket match with my cousin Stuart Lothian while I'm in London. A week from Sunday, I will travel from London to Amsterdam via train and stay there until Wednesday. My agenda for Amsterdam is to talk to various parties about collaborating on a video project with John Lothian Productions to capture the history of the modern era of trading in Amsterdam starting in 1978. Just like Chicago and its financial futures market, some of the pioneers of the Amsterdam market are retired, retiring, or passed away. I want to see what we can do to try to capture this history on video before it's lost. If you see me in London and were involved in trading in Amsterdam, introduce yourself. Let's talk about including you in the project. I learned something new yesterday, mostly because I'm not Catholic and did not take Latin and learned this in school. The White House announced that long awaited news that Christy Goldsmith Romero would be joining the board of directors of the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation and become its new chairperson. However, the exact wording of the announcement included the word vice before the name of the person she is replacing, Martin J. Grunberg. In this case, the word vice is from the Latin word vice, which means in place of or instead of. And there was my lesson of the day. Now, if you are wondering about other meanings of the word vice, like those applicable to many stories in this newsletter way too often, the Latin root is different. Vice, as in moral failing, comes from the Latin word vitium, which means fault or defect. This sense of the word refers to immoral or wicked behavior and is commonly used to describe bad habits or sinful behavior. And if you're wondering where you have seen the word vitium before, you might be a Cicero fan. In the writings of Cicero, the Roman statesman and philosopher, such as De Officiis, On Duties, Cicero discusses moral philosophy, virtues, and vices, often using the term vitium to describe the ethical failings that individuals should avoid. Okay, back to the Goldsmith Romero news. She's getting the FDIC job because of previous vice that led to a toxic work environment at the federal agency. Not only will Goldsmith Romero be leaving the CFTC, but the White House is really breaking up the band. Commissioner Kristen N. Johnson has been nominated by President Biden to be an Assistant Secretary of the Treasury, Vice Graham Scott Steele. See, there's that vice again. And without any vice, Carolyn A. Crenshaw has been renominated to be a member of the Securities and Exchange Commission for a term expiring June 5, 2029. Former U.S. House of Representatives Speaker Paul Ryan wrote a commentary in the Wall Street Journal about stablecoins titled, "Crypto Could Stave Off a U.S. Debt Crisis. Stablecoins backed by dollars provide demand for U.S. public debt and a way to keep up with China." Forget fat finger errors costing you your job. The latest thing in the banking world to send you packing is mouse mover technology that simulates a person working at their desk at home. Bloomberg reported that Wells Fargo fired more than a dozen employees last month after investigating claims that they were faking work using a simulation of keyboard activity, creating impression of active work. Devices called mouse movers or mouse jigglers can be bought on Amazon for less than $20. There's links in today's newsletter for them. Cboe reported yesterday that the largest flex options trade in history was executed 643,500 ProShares Bitcoin Strategy ETF, or BITO, call spreads traded via Cboe Silex on Cboe's C1 exchange. Cboe said flex options volumes have continued to grow year over year, with 2024 average daily volume of 600,000 plus contracts. A special series by the Wall Street Journal, The Future of Everything, looks at the innovation transforming the way we live, work, and play, covering artificial intelligence, longevity, the workplace, and more. This month, the Wall Street Journal series explores what's ahead for energy and climate and includes articles on what's next in the world of autos, ways to make steel and power greener, and the rise of solar planes and more. Access report with a link in today's newsletter. Our most read stories from our previous edition of JLN Options were: Roaring Kitty may have cut GameStop options position, strategists say, from Reuters via Yahoo Finance. And FinTech banker sees pockets of progress amid uneven recovery from John Lothian News. And The Role of the FCM, Futures Discovery, Episode 10 from John Lothian News. Subscribe to the free JLN Options newsletter with a link in today's JLN. Here are more stories from the first read section of today's JLN. Here's a story I wrote about an interview with FTSE Russell, Cboe, and CME. A milestone in indexing. FTSE Russell celebrates 40 years with Russell reconstitution. In a recent roundtable, we spoke with Catherine Yashimoto, Director of Product Management at FTSE Russell, Paul Woolman, Managing Director, Global Head of Equity Index Products from CME, and Rick Rosenthal, Managing Director, Global Head of Equity Index Products at Cboe Global Markets. They shared insights on the significance of this year's Russell reconstitution and its implication for market participants. You can watch the video and read the story on johnlothiannews.com. And then here's a video from our FIA Boca coverage. The headline: Connemara CEO prioritizes regulatory compliance for exchange clients. Jim Down, CEO of Connemara Technologies, a provider of exchange infrastructure technology, emphasizes the importance of regulatory compliance for clients during an interview at the FIA's International Futures Industry Conference in Boca Raton, Florida. You'll watch this video on johnlothiannews.com. Here's a press release from the University of Chicago. The headline: Coase Sander Institute for Law and Economics celebrates 10-year milestone. Impactful Institute has fostered decade of data-driven innovation at the intersection of law and economics. How does regulatory structure affect economic growth? What legal and economic programs can best fit low-income communities out of poverty? How will AI change the study of law and economics? For the last 10 years, the Coase Sander Institute for Law and Economics at the University of Chicago Law School has empowered researchers delving into complex issues like these with training and support for rigorous data-based analysis. The Coase Sander Institute for Law and Economics celebrated its 10-year anniversary in April 2024. The event marked a decade since Richard and Ellen Sandor's $10 million gift in honor of Richard Sandor's mentor, Nobel laureate Ronald Coase. Professor Coase was best known for his inquiries into the real-world impact of economics on society and culture, a key focus of the institute that bears his name. My comment: inquiring minds want to know how AI will change the study of law and economics. Here's a story from the Wall Street Journal. The headline: A killer golf swing is a hot job skill now. Companies are eager to hire strong players who use hybrid work. Standout golfers who aren't quite PGA Tour material now have somewhere else to play professionally. corporate America. People who can smash 300-yard drives and sink birdie putts are sought after hires in finance, consulting, sales, and other industries, recruiters say. In the hybrid work era, the business golf outing is back in a big way. My comment. This story is brought to you by the PGA and the Golf Course Association of America. Here's another story, this one from Bloomberg. The headline, what it's really like to just trade crypto all day. How to make and lose a fortune with digital money. A few lucky people have made generational wealth trading the ups and downs of the crypto market, and some finance professionals have shifted gears to focus primarily on the space. But what is it like to actually trade these coins day to day? How do people pick which ones to buy? How do they analyze the coins themselves? How do they get reliable information? And what is it like emotionally to trade such an infamously volatile asset? On this episode of the Odd Lots podcast, we speak with Julian Malianak. In his day job, Julian works in healthcare tech, but the rest of the time, he's looking on message boards for the next 100 bagger. At one point, he had made enough to retire on, and then it all went poof. But he keeps grinding and trying to improve his craft. Julian, who we found on the Odd Lots Discord server, explains what he does all day and how the market really works from a trading perspective. The transcript has been lightly edited for clarity. My comment. It either involves a lot of coffee, Mountain Dew, or Red Bull, or Monster. To trade all day, that is. Here are the top three stories from Thursday's JLN. Our most read item on Thursday was the Tradeweb press release. Tradeweb launches enhanced RFQ functionality for credit markets. Second was Commissioner Johnson to host Fireside Chat with PCAOB Chair Williams for Juneteenth from the CFTC. Third was U.S. travelers can now renew their passports online from the Wall Street Journal. Here are the top three stories from the lead section of today's JLN. The first story is from CNN. The headline, Biden nominates Christy Goldsmith Romero to lead FDIC at pivotal time for the banking regulator. President Joe Biden has nominated Christy Goldsmith Romero as chair of the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation. The announcement comes after current FDIC chair Martin Grunberg said he intended to resign once a successor is confirmed by the Senate following a scathing independent investigation detailing pervasive sexual harassment, discrimination, and bullying at the agency charged with regulating the banking sector. Here's another story, this one from the Wall Street Journal. The headline, the hottest investment for hedge funds is other hedge funds. Big firms like Millennium are so flush with cash, they're outsourcing it to other firms. Veteran investor Jonathan Heller recently launched his own hedge fund firm after amassing about $1 billion. All of the initial money came from another hedge fund. Izzy Englander's Millennium Management staked Heller with an option to commit more money over time, people familiar with the matter said. Heller's firm, Helix Partners Management, trades securities and derivatives tied to companies that are under financial strain or bankrupt, including the former parent company of Silicon Valley Bank. Here's one more story from Bloomberg. The headline, why South Korea banned short selling? And when could ban be lifted? Short sellers are facing the heat in South Korea after regulators extended a ban on the practice of selling borrowed shares. Their goal is to stop big investment banks engaging in illicit practices that could erode public trust in markets. While South Korean shares rallied after the ban imposed in November, the gains soon faded. Critics said it makes the market less transparent and less attractive to global investors. We're grateful for your attentive listening to the John Lothian News Daily Update. Please spread the word about our podcast among your friends. We would greatly appreciate it if you could spare a moment to leave a review on Apple Podcasts or whatever platform upon which you access this podcast. Your reviews play a crucial role in introducing our content to new listeners. Also, if you haven't subscribed to the Daily John Lothian Newsletter email yet, you can enjoy a complimentary 90-day trial by visiting johnlothiannews.com/trial. Thank you for your valued support. Have a great day and stay safe and treat people the same way you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye. This podcast has been produced by Andrew Lothian.